They don't realize smart people use smartphones, huh? Hey. Seeing through BS they thought was gonna slide. Download Text Now, cause it cuts out clownery. You can literally activate it from your couch. Nationwide 5G with the same towers the other companies use. Hey. Pay what you want or not at all. You're in control. Show these ridiculous carriers we ain't paying for stupid. Because we're way too smart to pay dumb. We shut
them down. Free app-based talk and text via the Text Now app requires Wi-Fi or data connection. Data plans sold separately. 5G where available.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Everybody, you're listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I am your producer, Jack Merkle, and I'm glad to be here. If you have a story or an encounter you'd like to share on the show, go ahead and shoot us an email. Our email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or you can go to the website, hit the contact section, and you can reach us that way as well. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. And if you want more shows on a weekly basis, why don't you head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member. You'll have access to all of the membership episodes that we put out every week, as well as the entire back catalog and access to the Confessionals app, which is a new social media app that we put out and people love it. So if you want to become a member, go ahead and check us out at the Confessionals Podcast, hit the join button, become a member today. Also, if you want to have a little extra content that's outside of the memberships, go ahead and check out MerkleFilms.com. We have the new film, The Sasquologist, on there. We know you'll love it. We've hyped it up, and we definitely believe it is worth the hype. All right, so today on the show, we have Darren Stott, all the way from Seattle, Eden Church. He's the pastor there, and he joined Tony in studio today to discuss UFOs, alien encounters, disclosure, fallen angel technology, and spiritual warfare that is behind the entire phenomenon. Also, Darren unpacks how portals, psychedelics, demonic powers, government narratives, and ancient principalities may all be converging in our generation. This conversation was fire. It was very fun. Darren's hilarious, and I know you're going to enjoy it. So without further ado, let's get to Darren right now.
Yeah.
Darren Stott, nice to have you back,
Tony,
for the first time, kind of.
Yes.
Because by the time people hear this, it'll be the first time they hear you, but it's the second time we're recording.
It's complicated.
It's complicated stuff, guys. But thanks for joining me for this member episode. We just got done doing, I think Jack said it was 2.5 hours or something like that of a conversation.
But who's counting?
Who's counting?
Yeah. There's no time in the kingdom.
Yeah, right.
Just glory.
God operates outside of time.
Yes, sir.
We need to start doing the same.
Yes, sir. And yes, sir.
When you move to the South, you feel like everybody operates outside of time.
That's right.
That's right. Like, it starts around 10:30 church, you know?
Yeah.
You're out here in Knoxville. We had a fire conversation, and it was about the book, which is Exposing Portals of Darkness, that you have coming out on July 7th.
Come on, members, get your book.
Yeah.
Get your Exposing Portals. Let's go. Yeah. How sorcery, psychedelics, and demonic power are unleashing gateways of evil.
It's wild, man. And people can pre-order it now.
Yes. Yeah. They can pre-order it now.
Okay.
And please do. And that way you get your copy on the 7th. I think that's how it works.
Yeah. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Amazon's
pretty good, but
I'm just venturing into this whole book writing thing. This is your fifth, but for me, I'm just like, I don't know. The publishers call me, telling me to do this. I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know,
like, well, you're better than me. They're still hitting me up like, hey, you haven't done this. I'm like, yeah. So I owe them some homework or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'd say
we'll get there.
They often bump emails up just in case you haven't seen them. Like, I hadn't seen this, and that's 2 months late now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, so listen, man, we talked about portals and we went around the world with the whole thing. I mean, we talked about government portals and just technological portals, neural portals, and just biblical portals. And the idea, like, the underlying foundation of that conversation was like, your heart is a portal. What are you putting your heart into? Because you open your heart, and something will respond. And what is that one thing? You know, so it was really, I felt like it was a great conversation. Jack affirmed it, but I pay him to say that. So,
that's right. That's right.
You know,
yeah, he said it was the best conversation ever.
Ever.
Yeah, he says he's never said that before.
No, never said it before. And you know, he means
you heard it here first.
He does the Donald Trump impersonation. It was the best.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. That's when he did it out there. I'd tell you.
All right.
I mean,
I got to hear that before I leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it was the best.
It was the best.
Yeah.
So, I want to talk to you, though, about UFOs, UAPs, aliens, disclosure, all that stuff, you know, because I know you're like me. So we are we co-hosts? Is that what we're considered?
I think so.
Okay. So we are like,
yeah.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure if like it's like King Troy host, and then we're peons that he says, you talk.
Yeah.
Yes, boss.
He doesn't act that way, but that is
publicly.
That is kind of the unspoken assumption.
Yeah.
He is the king.
He does beat us in the back.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
We have stars approved.
And we are there to serve him and his kingdom.
Right.
So,
yes.
Yeah,
and we try to do it well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, you and I are co-hosts on the TV show, The Counter. And I just find it an absolute blessing to be part of that. You know, it's one to be able to just fly my freak flag sometimes and just like, let's talk about it with pastors. Yeah. That's great. That's awesome. But the fact that the money that's being raised is fighting against human trafficking, I mean, that's something that we all should be able to get behind. And just to see the fruit of season one and what we've been able to do with saving kids, because I mean, Pastor Troy will tell you, saving one child is a $2,000 a month bill. Like when you save that kid will be now $2,000 a month of a bill. And they've saved over 12,000 kids over the years. And I think last year they came just shy of 1,000 kids that they saved.
Yeah.
It's wild.
On the second day that we were filming, Troy got really emotional at one point. I don't know if you remember this. And his eyes were filling full of tears. And then at another point, he mentions about the stories that they don't tell. We get to hear the success stories. We get to hear the testimonies. But he did mention kind of just, and he does this. If you really listen to him, he'll talk, he'll make mention of not honoring evil or not being impressed by evil.
Yeah.
What he means by that are that when they go through horrible loss and horrible, like, injustice and when the stories don't work out the way that they had hoped, they don't talk about that. So we were filming and it looked like he was about to break down crying. And that was because that day they were believing for the rescue of a little girl and he hadn't gotten an update on that yet. And so he was very emotional because we're doing all these filmings and he's got his phone right there and he's waiting for the text message that says we got her.
Yeah.
And he didn't have that. And it was shortly after we left, I don't know if it was a day or two later, we got the voice memo from him mm-hmm. with the picture of Rachel, a 15-year-old girl.
Yep.
And it said, we got her. She's 15 years old, featured on several prominent adult websites.
Yep.
People think that she's going to be at least 18. She's not. She's had 9 abortions.
Yeah.
But we, you know, 15 years old, imagine yep. having 9 abortions. But yep. we got her. She's no longer a prostitute. She's now yep. going to be treated like a daughter. And he's like, would you guys pray for her? Would you pray that Jesus would come to her and heal her? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we love Troy. And it's such an honor, I agree, to be partnering with him.
You know, he even said with that, I believe it was with that girl, that the people who owned her and were keeping her captive had her dressed in maternity shirt. So, and it wasn't because she was nursing. It was because that was her attire.
Right.
And
right.
I mean, imagine being a 15-year-old child going through that as your life. And literally until you're saved, there's no hope. You're just existing and probably wishing for death. Like, I mean, can you imagine that? Like, imagine being in a situation where your abuse is so horrific that you wake up every day asking, I hope today's the day I get to die. And that's the kind of life that these kids are living. And that's what he's fighting against. And he's been doing it for 30 years, over 12,000 kids saved. I mean, the resume speaks for itself. And so I'm super glad. I wasn't even expecting to talk about this, but every chance I get, I talk about this.
Yeah.
I am so honored that God brought Troy in my path and that Troy thought enough of me to invite me to be part of the process.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel the same exact way. Yeah.
So let's talk about aliens.
All right, let's do it. Now so, let's talk about something completely different.
Yeah, so you text me and I don't think I ever answered the text and it wasn't on purpose. I'm really bad with answering text messages. Yeah. But you asked me how the meeting went.
The meeting.
And the meeting. And I've talked about it here and there on the show. I don't know how much detail I've gone into, but I've been in several meetings now with a group of people who are actively pursuing the truth behind disclosure.
Mm.
These guys are Christians, and they entered the equation as Christians and wanting to know what's what so that they could better equip themselves personally, I'm sure, but the church. Mm-hmm. What is coming and what does the church need to understand? And when I first got connected with them, the first meeting I had with them was actually over the phone. And there's 3 guys. We were on a phone call for a couple hours. And the one thing that just will always stick out in my head was these guys, the confirmation that they gave me to my suspicions. At this point, it was just a quiet but not so quiet suspicion that what we're dealing with is fallen angel technology. And I felt silly saying that at times. And then they offer this as this is what we're dealing with. They tell me, and they said in person meetings that I've been in, they will tell you 90% of what people are seeing in the sky is man-made. It is ours. 10% comes from somewhere else. And that 10% is what they would identify as fallen angel technology that was designed somewhere else and brought here. They specifically told me that these crafts, like you'll hear stories of our government shooting down something or something crashing. They said that's a cover story. That's the story that's being fed to you. Maybe they were shot down, but they were allowed to be shot down. Maybe they did crash, but they were crashed on purpose. These are gifts to humanity so that we would reverse engineer. And the way I look at it, and I'm saying all this, and I'll let you share whatever your perspective is on this stuff. The way I look at it is, in the first recording, we talked briefly about Enoch, the book of Enoch, and what the fallen angels were teaching mankind to do. I feel like that was the beginning stages. It was like baby steps. You know, it's like if you're gonna give them the ship, the mm-hmm. proverbial ship, you got to start out with showing them how to bend metal first,
mm-hmm.
you know, or else they're never going to get to even how did we reverse engineer this? And I feel like we're at the point in the timeline now where we've graduated to these different levels and we're now at the point where not only are we reverse engineering, we have reverse engineered this stuff. And what we're seeing in the sky is now test runs. I believe that things like the Tic Tac UFO video. First of all, as far as I'm concerned, I know it was ours because that's what I was told by them. The Tic Tac UFO is not extraterrestrial. Mm-hmm. It's not something that came from, well, maybe it did, but I don't think it did. It didn't come that day from another realm. It was manufactured. It was reverse engineered technology. And I believe that they were testing it on our own pilots to see how those pilots would react to such a technology unexpectedly. And it makes sense to me that you would test that kind of stuff out. But the foundational piece of this is the idea that this is fallen angel technology. So the 90% that is ours, I believe of that 90%, probably nearly 100% of it is reverse engineered. It's not something that we were like, oh, you know, we just figured this out. I think it's something that was gifted to us. And then we have testimonies from people like Bob Lazar and things like that, that kind of back that stuff up. And then we have the missing scientists that are going missing right now. So I ask you, what is an alien?
What is an alien?
And everything else. Like, what do you do with this stuff? Do you feel the same way that I'm saying? I mean, listen, if you don't agree with me, if you feel like you don't believe what I just said to be true, say it.
No, I'm with you. And where I've changed a little bit, or I could say where my current theology is being willing to see how technology and the supernatural space actually integrate.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
We've all been there. You get paid back for dinner and suddenly you have money in your Venmo balance.
With the Venmo debit card, you can spend your Venmo balance instantly. Plus, you can earn up to 5% cash back at some of your favorite brands.
You're earning cash back on things like groceries, rideshare, online shopping. It's giving responsible. It's giving the friend who somehow always has it together.
So if you're that friend who grabs the concert tickets, books the rideshare, and puts their card down at brunch, this one's for you.
Spend your Venmo balance with a Venmo debit card. No monthly fee, no minimum balance.
Learn more about the Venmo debit card at venmo.com/card. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. See Venmo stash terms and exclusions at venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month. 5% requires $1,500 in qualifying monthly spend.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.